track 11. And we have just one feature item for you this week. As some of you know, I'm a retired civil servant, and as such, I belong to the Civil Service Pensioners Alliance. They publish a quarterly magazine, imaginatively called The Pensioner, and at the end of each edition, there's a light-hearted article by Chris Proctor. Chris is a Victor Meldrew kind of character who lives in sheltered accommodation with his wife. His latest piece is headed, "Something Else That Annoys Me." I don't like people asking me how I am. For one thing, I can't help lying. The other day I had a stinking cold. I had aches in bits of me I'd never noticed before, and my head was banging like a military tattoo. Then our neighbour, Patsy, showed up and asked how I was. "Top form," I told her. Lord knows why I do this. It just seems rude to foist my symptoms onto innocent bystanders. If they'd wanted to be miserable, they could have stayed at home. It's a relief to discover that I'm not alone in this habit. My brother Michael told me recently that his local healthcare wallers arrange an annual visit from a person who checks how his memory is going. He assures me that his memory is actually going, but he's not going to tell them that. Instead, he's joined a group of similarly aged folk with the aim of combating these inquiries. They've worked out that the preventative medics always follow a similar path as they do their rounds and that they ask the same questions. Happily, they do this in alphabetical order, so by the time they get to P for Proctor, he has all the questions in advance. The session goes something like, "What is the name of Sunak, the Prime Minister? What is your 84 current age?" One day, he says, his group will confound medical researchers with incontrovertible evidence that memory loss is more prevalent in people with surnames from A to D than any other group, because they're still guessing. Anyone after G, having rehearsed the answers, emerges a master of instant recall. Michael's very pleased with this. And he's not alone. My partner Amanda was recently summoned to her GP for a number of regular tests, one checking her blood pressure. This is a do-it-yourself job in her surgery. You poke your arm into a machine, switch it on, and wait for a printout. Amanda had arrived at this stage when she noticed Patsy, the nurse, peering over her shoulder, examining the print-off. "That's too high," she declared. "Give it another go." The second attempt was too low for Patsy's liking, but the third came in normal. "Give them that one," Patsy advised. Edie, who lives along our corridor with a bad leg and a bald budgie, habitually lies to political canvassers. A Labour stalwart, she assures Tory canvassers she remains a Truss enthusiast and always has a series of policy questions to keep them occupied on her doorstep for up to half an hour, on the basis that they then won't be bothering anyone else. And as for the car, she says if she tells the Tories she'll vote for them, they send a motor to take her to the polling station. And their cars are vastly superior to those offered by her own party. While I didn't mind being asked how I was when younger, it now seems offensive. It's as if they expect me to be ill on account of my grey hair. It's unjust. Grey hair doesn't make you ill. So why do people constantly ask my age? I went to a club to buy advance tickets for a jazz band last month, and it turned into the Spanish Inquisition. The box office person printed them off. I could see them 2 inches from my hand, the other side of a glass partition, my other hand on banknotes. First, he wouldn't take cash. Then he wanted my email, address, and date of birth. I pointed out I was buying a ticket, not applying for an immigration visa. "Just give them to me." He wouldn't. He needed my email so he could send me a receipt and my age for marketing purposes. I said I didn't want a receipt, I didn't want to work for a market research firm, and I was in a hurry. These arguments were spurned, but on the positive side, he was prepared to accept my claim to be Reverend Sinclair O'Hara, home postcode SW1A1AA, which is the postcode for the Houses of Parliament, demurring only at my insistence that I was 33. I was forced to retract all this later as my credit card didn't match my address. Mind you, if Patsy, my brother, and me are typical in our reluctance to offer correct information, it explains why opinion polls are so unreliable. which, incidentally, is another thing that annoys me.